Promotion here with American Gears Warfare, Joe, aka Fatal Strike. How's it going, man?
I'm doing really good.
How have you enjoyed the event so far, score aside?
Besides us choking, I was actually really happy with the event. It's really awesome, so ECL is definitely the place to be.
Are you definitely going to recommend it to the other American teams to come over?
Yeah, I definitely will. The only thing is, as long as they get the full sponsors they need or the funding, I mean, some of the teams have won a lot. They can definitely probably come over, but it's going to be, I'm definitely going to tell all of them when I come back home.
Have you been surprised at the level of UK competition and European competition here compared to what you thought, you know?
I think that all the European players, especially on like maybe the top four teams, are extremely individually skilled. And if you underestimate any of them, you could lose at any given time.
So you're actually in the fifth and sixth position. You're going to play for fifth today. What happens? First game, obviously, you trounced them. Second game, you played Romance on main stage. What happened there?
When we were playing Romance, we actually had no idea how they were going to play. So we just had to basically try to counter whatever they were doing. First map, I actually don't even remember all the maps in the match, but I know that it was pretty close. I think they actually won it. And then we ended up winning two maps after that, and I don't know, we just got a little bit of motivation, and we started doing really, really well. Everybody was hitting their shots, everybody was making the plays, they were avoiding unnecessary 1v1s, so everybody did really well in that match, and I think on Mansion I had a 1v3, I think, towards the end to clinch it, so it was pretty good.
Yeah, with you then went on to play Focus on the main stage as well, which will be on the VOD. You can see that joke and epicness. But what happened? You were 3-0 up on Mansion, you know, on their host admittedly, but you were 3-0 up, but you were ready to, you know, you're ready to win basically. Everyone was just assuming that the next round you just couldn't trounce them, but you know, it didn't happen and you lost that map and then you lost the next map. What happened?
Basically, I mean, the first three maps, I think they hosted Gridlock first. We lost 4-3. We made a careless mistake once we left Mapex, had one snipe. So once he got a snipe, we knew that he was looking at Boom, and we had two guys weak in the tower, and the Genesis was full red, but they didn't know that because Max hit him, but he was unsure. So we tried pushing back into the tower to take it back over, and our teammates didn't go together. So it ended up, the round ended up like slow playing and drawing out, and then we ended up losing. So that was bad. Clock Tower, I think we won 4-0 on our host. War Machine, we won 4-1. And then we got to Mansion, we were up 3-0. Wingos made a call out because we were playing pretty passive for the first three rounds. So we were figuring that we'd run a four push and push out the guys at Boom because we knew that Angel was going to try to transverse back to Statue. And they did everything they were going to do, but we didn't come through because we didn't run the strat. So it was, we kind of choked that. They gave them an easy round by being disorganized. And then the round after that, I believe Wingos accidentally T-killed Eternity when we had a 3v2. So we had a 3v2. I think Genesis killed somebody. He did a nice job. Killed the guy on the eye. And I remember Genesis, he was cycling the cameras, and he was telling Wingos, he's like, oh, there's a guy behind you, watch out. And Wingos turned around, and it was Eternity behind him, so he killed our own teammate by accident. It was actually a really big choke. Those two rounds, though, gave Focus a lot of motivation. The next round, they ran a four push. Wingos got down right away on the eye. We lost power weapon control. We lost all control of the map, and then it was 3-3. Last round, it was pretty crazy. I remember that I was alive and Dylan was alive. We were in a 2v3 situation, but Dylan downed two guys and he got killed. So technically now I was in a 1v3 situation. I wasn't aware that both the guys were down, so I ended up pushing a 1v1. I full redded him and then he melee shotgun me and that was it. So we ended up choking pretty bad there, and that's the map we needed to win. Fuel Depot was the last map. It's by far our worst map. Unfortunately, we only got to play Canals once the whole tournament, so it really stinks.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
There's so many draws.
Yeah, well, usually when we played, actually, our Canals game, I think, ended in 3 minutes, the whole match. It was really fast, but I mean, we like Canals a lot, and I don't know, I guess a lot of teams here maybe camp and stuff, but we didn't, so it just stunk that we couldn't play it, but I mean, it still happens.
A lot of people didn't rate you coming over. They thought, you know, obviously you ended the 17th seed, which was probably a mistake. You know, it should have been higher, especially as you took out Romance, number one seed, and obviously you beat Focus as well as various other teams. But, I mean, what do you think, for the next event, I assume you'll be seeded a lot higher. I mean, will that give you an advantage to get further?
Well, it depends. To be honest, our sponsor wanted us to place top three, so we might possibly lose our sponsor. If we do, I have no idea what will happen with the team. There's a bunch of different possibilities. I mean, maybe